Are you on TikTok? Ever heard of it? It's a Chinese-owned video sharing platform where users create short, and I mean really short, 15-second clips to catchy songs. It now has more users than Twitter, and it's rapidly gaining in popularity among young Australians. But as the first Chinese social media app to crack the Western market, some are concerned Beijing will lean on the platform's creators to exert foreign influence. Oliver Gordon reports.
Adam Friedman is one half of a band called Cookie Cutter, and he's chasing a dream.
I write the catchiest 15 seconds that I can. That's all I care about. I'm trying to make the modern day hokey pokey.
He's moved to London, where he's working with internet celebrities and record labels to get his songs into the ecosystem of one of the fastest growing social media platforms in the world, TikTok. And it's paying off. Sort of.
Get ready for this one. I have over a million videos made of people dancing to my song on TikTok, and I have made, count it, $0 from those videos on TikTok.
The aspiring musician isn't bothered by this, though. He says TikTok is just a means to an end.
TikTok is an ad to get people to listen to my music.
And it's working.
I think so. I think we're getting there.
With more than 550 million active users worldwide, you can see why musicians like Adam Friedman are turning to the burgeoning platform to get their songs heard. Most videos shared on TikTok are 15 seconds long and feature a catchy song in the background. Users, mostly in their teens or early 20s, film themselves miming lyrics or performing unique dances, then share their creations with the world.
Any company that manages to turn out $8 billion in revenue in a half a year is probably around to stay.
Mark Pesci is from the University of Sydney's Digital Cultures program and says TikTok is not going anywhere.
Any company that has got Mark Zuckerberg so worried that he was caught secretly planning to be able to compete with TikTok with ByteDance is probably here to stay.
ByteDance is the Chinese company that owns TikTok, and according to Mark Pesci, it has the potential to shake up big tech.
And so we may be seeing a transition away from a Facebook-centered world to a world where there's a number of big companies. One of those could very well be ByteDance.
So how will this new world look? Do Chinese authorities have any sway when it comes to TikTok's content?
Without a doubt, there is politically motivated censorship that's happening on TikTok right now.
Fergus Ryan is an analyst at the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says users should know that when they use TikTok, there are certain things they are not seeing.
Aside from the research that some organisations like the Washington Post have done into this, there was also recently some content moderation guidelines leaked to the Guardian newspaper, which showed that quite clearly this politically motivated censorship is happening on TikTok.
Are there things that are being taken down already?
Yes. And often that's quite innocuous content. In one example that I've seen, a user in the UK had a video taken down, and all the video showed was her and her friends attending a pride march.
The content moderation guidelines uncovered by The Guardian instructed moderators to censor videos mentioning Tiananmen Square, Tibetan independence, and Falun Gong. But a TikTok spokesperson said these guidelines were replaced in May.
Today we take localised approaches, including local moderators, local content and moderation policies, and local refinement of global policies.
Back in London, Adam Friedman says he is aware of social media's power to influence behaviours. But for him, the platform is less about foreign policy than it is about community.
All I care is if there's going to be hundreds and thousands of teenagers dancing to my song, or to my 15-second snippet.
Musician Adam Friedman speaking with our reporter Oliver Gordon.